Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
Spotify reportedly removed more than 75 million AI-generated tracks over the past year. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show curates stories from online communities and is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is July 19th, 2026. That deletion number helps frame a broader theme I want us thinking about. Who gets to control content and sensitive data when automation makes both cheap and plentiful? Indeed's chief economist warned this week that demographics, not just automation, are the structural labor story for the U.S., projecting the workforce could shrink by nearly 6 million workers by 2032, according to a hiring lab note from Svenja Gudell. Her argument is blunt. Frontline jobs in healthcare, manufacturing, and public services face the deepest shortages. And those are areas where robots and models can't simply replace a nurse or a plumber. Watch for policy moves on immigration, wage growth, and training budgets. Those are the levers that actually matter if you care about who shows up to work, your hospital or school. On the market side, a popular post on the Wall Street Bets subreddit argued, with chart images and momentum measures, that technical indicators still favor buying AI-related stocks after recent pullbacks. The thread drew more than 1,200 upvotes and a classic retail chorus of diamond hands. The poster pointed to moving averages and support levels and built a simple bull case. Recent choppiness is a buying opportunity, not a regime change. Takeaway: retail technicals can amplify rallies in chip and cloud names. So even if you're a fundamentals investor, be aware that social media-driven flows are moving real dollars and volatility.
Netflix had a moment this week. Management said engagement levels are healthy after reporting subscribers watched more than 97 billion hours in the first half of the year. But the company also restricted third-party access to some granular viewing data and announced a very large buyback. The market reaction was immediate. The share price slid roughly 12% over two trading days, because investors trade transparency as much as numbers. If you own media stocks, the practical rule is simple. Opacity cuts both ways. A buyback can prop up shares, but limiting outside scrutiny raises questions about how durable audience engagement really is.
Start with what changed now. A major streaming platform reportedly scrubbed over 75 million AI-generated tracks from its catalog in the past year, and the company says it's not finished. That number is stunning on its face. 75 million uploads is not a bad batch. It's industrial scale, and it exposes a knot of problems that are going to define digital platforms for the next decade. First, the practical harm. Automated gravy train uploads can swamp recommendation systems. If your discovery feed is filled with AI copies or low-effort clones, legitimate indie artists lose plays and revenues, and listeners get a thinner catalog. Second, the legal and ethical tangle. Some AI music models have said they trained on publicly available audio and metadata scraped from the web, which sits in a gray zone between public access and copyrighted works. Third, the detection problem is hard. There's no perfect, universal AI detector for music the way there is a fingerprint for a piece of vinyl. Platforms are trying combinations of audio fingerprinting, metadata analysis, pattern detection, and human review. But as one artist put it in online reactions, the scale of uploads means false positives and missed cases are both inevitable.
On the artist front, high-profile musicians have pushed back publicly. One prominent performer argued platforms should build guardrails so AI tools don't siphon off royalties or replicate distinctive voices without consent. That's not just sentiment in the comment sections, it's a policy challenge with money attached. If a streaming catalog fills with synthetic tracks that collect microplays, royalty pools dilute. In plain terms, the more noise that collects in the catalog, the fewer dollars per play for real creators. Platforms find themselves in an awkward spot because many of the same companies are also experimenting with AI features that let listeners create or customize tracks. So you have an incentive conflict, policing synthetic uploads on one hand, offering AI-generated experiences on the other. Technically, there are some clear moves that matter. Watermarking generated audio at creation, better provenance metadata, and stricter upload throttles for bulk accounts with slow mass dumping. Some commentators on the technology thread argued for mandatory provenance tags, cryptographic proofs that a file was AI created, but that requires industry coordination and some legal teeth behind it. Regulators are watching too. Copyright claims will make their way to courts and will likely see more platform-level takedown policies and perhaps reporting requirements tied to revenue allocation. For listeners, the short practical effect is this: expect more aggressive content moderation, some collateral takedowns, and a messy transition while detecting and accrediting AI creations matures.
Now pivot to the other end of the trust spectrum. New court filings reveal that a federal health data set that wasn't supposed to be shared with immigration enforcement ended up in the hands of a private contractor. A judge had already ordered a pause after finding the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had shared data with immigration authorities in January that went beyond what the court order allowed. Then the Justice Department told the court that the same dataset, millions of names and sensitive Medicaid details, was apparently reshared, and crucially, ICE turned that file over to a private data firm. According to filings, the company did not immediately confirm deletion when asked for comment. There are two separate but connected shocks here. One is scale. Medicaid records include addresses, dates of birth, benefit data, and other personal identifiers. Those are not incidental details. They're the sort of information that can enable tracking, enforcement actions, or profiling. The second is the pipeline. The dataset moved from a federal health agency to immigration enforcement and then to a private contractor. That change shows how hard it is to enforce limits once data leaves a central system. The judge's line that the agency had shared data that went beyond what the court order allowed is a blunt indicator that internal controls failed.
This raises predictable civil liberties alarms. On the relevant subreddit, the reaction was sharp. Many commenters worried about surveillance creep and the chilling effect on people seeking care or enrolling in programs, while others demanded accountability and stronger audit trails. Practically speaking, what comes next is likely to be procedural. Courts will press for verification that data was purged. Oversight committees might demand logs of who accessed the files. And privacy advocates will push for stricter minimization rules, meaning agencies should only share the narrowest fields they need for a lawful purpose. That is the operational fix everyone keeps circling back to. If you can't prove who touched a dataset, when and why, then deletion orders and assurances mean little. Tie the two deep threads together and an unsettling pattern emerges. Whether it's creative content or health records, automation is making both production and reuse cheap, while governance systems are lagging. For music, cheap generative tools let anyone produce thousands of tracks in minutes. For government, digital record keeping and contractor ecosystems let massive data sets move fast, sometimes too fast for existing legal guardrails. The political and commercial responses differ, but the technical and social dilemmas are similar. Who gets to assert providence, who enforces limits, and how do we protect people and creators when mistakes are inevitable?
There are practicable stopgaps worth watching. First, platform accountability. Independent audits of content moderation systems and clearer appeals paths for creators would reduce some friction. Second, data governance. Standardized lifecycle rules for sensitive datasets, mandatory access logs, and penalties for non-compliance would raise the cost of accidental or unauthorized sharing. Third, consumer remedies. Easier ways for individuals to see whether their data was shared and to request redress would reintroduce some personal agency. Reddit threads on both stories converged on the same theme. People want transparent proof that rules are being followed, not just statements that files were deleted or tracks removed. Finally, think about incentives.
Companies and agencies currently optimize for scale and feature velocity, more uploads, more data sets, more partnerships, because growth metrics reward that. But when risk is externalized to creators, patients, or renters of cloud storage, we get these public blowups. Over time, markets and lawmakers are likely to force a different equation: new standards for provenance, steeper penalties for mishandled data, and more explicit licensing or consent models for AI training sets. Those changes won't be painless, and the transition will be uneven, but they are the only durable path to reconciling automation speed with the slower business of rights and privacy.
If platforms can't reliably prove what's synthetic and agencies can't trace who touched sensitive files, trust, for creators and citizens alike, is the real thing at risk. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype, where the builders talk it through. Oh yeah, from the glitch to the glow. Every line, every clue. Debug the Hype. Tune in, take that ride.